Welcome to UNN, Urban Network News. I'm Alexander Caden. A South African court has convicted a pastor of plotting to overthrow the government and to kill thousands of black people in the country. Black burial grounds in Charleston, South Carolina will soon receive some long overdue care and protection. The Preservation Society of Charleston has been awarded a $50,000 grant to produce an inventory of lost and overlooked black burial grounds within the city of Charleston. Capital Connect, a Metro Detroit Black Business Alliance program, is helping create and sustain successful businesses by running a 12-week program that helps participants understand how to create a business and financial plan, pitch their business, and much more. The Florida Supreme Court will allow the state to keep in place a redistricting map that critics say will likely disenfranchise black voters. After the mass shooting at a Texas elementary school, schools around the country pledged to boost security measures and increase the presence of law enforcement on campus, partly to reassure parents and students. But police inside schools can make some students more uneasy, especially for black students and other students of color. Their personal experiences with policing can leave them feeling unsafe and alienated from school when they see officers on campus.
Oh, I'm so tired of testing and pricking my finger with this diabetes. I don't know what to do.
What you need to do is check out a continuous glucose monitor. Call 800-690-2320. 800-690-2320.
Hey, maybe you're good for something after all.
Whatever. You've been listening to Urban Network News, and if you'd like to hear the news with a little flavor, listen to our podcast, UINWA, Urban Internet News with Attitude. Visit our webpage at myunn.net and click the UINWA link.